And we are back with the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Coaches Preview Show. Rocco Nucci, Tom Evans here with you live at Railroad Brewing Company, 1010 Center Road in Avon. A great atmosphere, great venue to preview some Lorain County wrestling for the 2022 season. And somebody I know that's got to be excited for this season to get going, another first-year head coach. He is head coach of the Elyria Pioneers, Armando Torres. Coach, thank you very much for coming out. You brought some guests with you, so we already love you here at WEOL for that, helping out the program here this evening. We appreciate that. But, boy, taking over for Coach Burnett over there, big shoes to fill, as I'm sure you know. Just kind of walk me through, you know, taking over the program over there at Elyria, your background with it, and just kind of everything that's gone into you taking over.
Yeah. Well, first off, you know, thank you for having me. You know, this is a great event that I've listened to in the past, you know, with Burnett and things like that coming on, and it's been really great. So me and Eric like to joke, because we always get the similar things. He's always, you know, people are saying I got big shoes to fill. He's always joking, you know, they're only size 7. So I feel like I have been, you know, very, very lucky and very fortunate to what I'm walking into. And, you know, the biggest part of that is Eric Burnett, you know, building the foundation and the tradition and the culture that he's built throughout these years, and the success he's had. So it made my job a lot easier stepping in as a first-year head coach, first year at Elyria, a pretty awesome program that's been big for quite a while. You know, I've walked into having the same coaching staff, you know, there. I've walked into having one of the best coaches around, still being around to be able to pick his brain and talk to. And, you know, walking into a lot of kids who have also been with Eric for quite a while and know the same system that I know. Because, you know, I graduated there in 2014, went on to wrestle college after that, and I came back after graduating again to start working in the area. And I got really, really lucky with the timing of everything, and everything kind of just worked out amazingly for me to be able to come back and be a part of, you know, the Elyria wrestling tradition. So it's been great coming in, and it's been a really easy job to just transition to because of what those guys have created there.
And you said you were a 14 grad from Elyria,
yeah,
correct?
2014, yeah.
So that puts us at the same age. You know, what's that dynamic like, kind of maybe being one of the younger head coaches, maybe not even just in the area, but just one of the younger varsity wrestling coaches in general? Is that something you think about really at all, or not so much?
You know, I guess if I said I wasn't thinking about it, I'd be lying. But I think of it more in the sense of, like, when I'm in the wrestling room and I'm running these workouts and I'm seeing these guys work hard and just thinking how awesome it is to be in the position that I am at such a young age, which is really a cool thing, because I get a great benefit of looking young, being young, being able to relate a little bit more to the
sure.
times of wrestling,
right.
Relate to those wrestlers, understand really what they're going through, because, you know, I graduated from college. I wrestled my last year in college in 2019, so I'm fairly fresh out of it,
mm-hmm.
which is really cool to be able to relate to them in that way. As far as, you know, being a younger coach and competing against older coaches, I haven't really thought about that too much. I feel like, you know, I'm prepared for this. I feel like I've been wrestling my whole life. I know I've been coached under amazing coaches, whether it's, you know, Eric Burnett at Elyria, Dave Boyard at Eastern Michigan, or Josh Moore at Cleveland State. Those are really, really awesome guys to learn from. So I feel like my wrestling knowledge is there. I feel like I'm able to relate to the kids a lot, so I don't think the age thing really impacts, you know, too much. But, yeah, I think about it.
And you know, you've got a stable of coaches around you. You know, you got Jack Gillespie, you got Toby, you got some of your assistant coaches here. And I think one of the characteristics of Elyria Wrestling has been Eric always let his coaches coach. And so you've got the benefit of having some people that you're not trained. You don't have to worry about training. Talk to us about what an advantage it is to have that kind of help in the room as you take over the helm.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it really makes my focus a lot more defined in a sense, because I have, I mean, I have Coach Jack Gillespie, I have Paul Felton, who's here with me tonight, Dan Bottomley, Toby Workman, you know, all these guys that, that have been there, been around this program, know what's going on. They're able to take guys in the room and work on with them individually. I'm able to pick each one of their brains and you know, see how'd you guys do this last year? How'd you guys do this in the past? Is this normal? Like, have you seen this before in the room or whatever it is? So that's been awesome. Their help's been great.
We know Burnett trained wrestling. It hadn't gone away. So
yeah.
I think knowing Eric the way I do that, yeah, I know that you probably have him on speed dial.
Yeah.
So he's only a phone call away.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, you know, Eric, this, I need to talk to you about this film in the size sevens this week. But, Armando, let's talk about some of the kids because you got some quality kids coming back. You got Holm, you got McKinney coming back, some kids that had some success this summer. Talk to us. The cupboard's not bare over at Elyria. Talk to us about what you got coming back for you.
Yeah, so, you know, we're going to be young this year. You know, we have only a couple seniors. We have, right now I'm thinking, Eric Trinsky's coming back, returning state qualifier. Connor Holmes coming back, returning state qualifier. And Kion, returning state placer. So I'm really, really, really excited about those guys. I think, you know, Kion McKinney has that talent to make that big stage on Sunday night now, down at the shot. Connor Holmes going to do some damage as well. What I've been seeing from him, he's taken huge leaps this offseason. Been really competing well, did a lot of national things, beat very quality guys, you know, since I've been able to really put my hands on him and be around him more. And he's been honestly an awesome leader to a lot of the younger guys. And he's only a junior, so I get him another year, which is awesome. And Kion's a sophomore. So what a great foundation I have there. And then Eric Trinsky's coming back as a state qualifier, and he's going to be also a leader and somebody that we're going to look to kind of lead some of these younger guys. You know, that those are going to be our root guys. We also have a girls wrestling team this year, which is the
That's
debut
right.
of that.
Yeah, Riley Good. Someone for Riley to roll with.
Yeah, yep. So we got seven girls coming in this year right now on the roster. And Riley's leading it all, you know. And she's going to be we're hoping, you know, she's going to be a four-time state placer this year. Hopefully a state champ. So this is an awesome thing for her to have. To be able to show these girls and kind of be that trailblazer that helps these set of trailblazers build this team and that culture for the girls' team. So we have a good mix. It's a very, very good mix of young guys, some inexperience. Mm-hmm. If you came into our room right now, you wouldn't think that because, you know, I've got a lot of guys competing. I got a lot of guys wrestling hard, and I got good role models for them to watch.
Well, you also inherit a brutal schedule. So, you know, you talked about some young guys, but, you know, Elyria has gone anywhere and wrestled anybody to get better. Talk to us about that probably one of the most challenging schedules in the state of Ohio, about taking that on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so it's going to be fun because it's very, very similar to what I went through when I was in high school. So I know a little bit about Ironman. I know a little bit about Rexville. I know a little bit about I actually haven't been to Maumee Bay Classic, which is a good one in Ohio. I haven't been to Carnahan, which is going to be a really, really solid one in Indiana this year with Eds and Graham going there. But I've wrestled in that competition, so I know. And a lot of our guys have wrestled in the off season and done really well with freestyle and getting out there and wrestling quality matches against, you know, national-level opponents. So it's going to be really good to see how they you know, using it as like a testing stick, using it as a learning experience for them to get prepared for March. And I think we're going to have some guys do some damage at some of these tournaments, which is going to be really exciting. But, yeah, it's definitely brutal. You know, second week, have an Ironman, one of the toughest tournaments in the nation, is no joke.
Yeah.
So we're really going to see, you know, some of these guys, you know, hopefully get on the podium there and compete well. But, you know, it's all in preparation for that end of the season, that postseason, sectionals, district, state, getting ready for that. So I think it's really going to test them. I think it's really going to push them. And I know the guys have a lot of fun with the schedule. just being able to compete, you know, not the same schools every week, getting guys from California, wherever, you know, at Ironman, wrestling quality Brecksville Holiday Tournament. So it's really fun for them. So there's not too much to manage there, you know, because I have all guys that seem to want to compete and seem to want to wrestle these things. So it's not like I got to go pulling teeth or anything like that. That's been tradition, you know, for a while, having these tournaments. So, you know, they're ready to get after it. I know a lot of guys already got that Walsh Ironman circled, got that Carnahan circled. So it'll be good.
Coach, but before we let you go, you know, we've talked about taking over for Eric and all that goes into that. And I'll ask you the same thing we've asked some of our other first-year head coaches. What does a Coach Armando Torres coached wrestling team look like? Well, what do you want the identity, I guess, of your guys and girls to be?
Yeah. So I think it's going to be a lot of the similar things that you've seen because I'm a product of this same program.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So not much is going to change. I want my guys to compete. You know, I want my guys good hand fighting, heavy hands. I want my guys to take advantage of their offense abilities and be able to compete in all positions. You know, what we're really trying to instill in them right now is the word compete. For them to be able to compete in the wrestling room against each other, you know, fighting hard for every takedown. If you get taken down, getting up and scoring, getting that takedown back, you know, and just really going at it with you know, the teammates and everybody that's in the room, just hammering that. So I'm hoping that these guys are going to wrestle hard and going to wrestle in every position. And, you know, some of those staples, those, you know, those fireman carries, those barrels, a lot of good riding, a lot of good on top, you know, those things won't go away. So, yeah, I'm putting my own little twist on things, putting my own little ideology on things.
You have to.
But, you know, the stuff that you're going to see, the product on the mat should be similar. And if not, I you know, I'm hoping these guys just compete, go out there and make that other guy not want to wrestle them again, whether they win or lose.
There you go. Good
stuff. Great stuff.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for coming by. I guess I don't have to give you as big of a welcome. You said you listened to the show in the past.
Yeah.
Now it's awesome to have you, and again, me and Tom will be pestering you some more throughout the year with our weekly show and everything like that. So welcome in as head coach. We appreciate your time this evening, and thank you again for stopping by.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Good luck, Armando.